And welcome to TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. I'm your host today, Melanie Gobert.
This is your host for today's TTELT podcast, Melanie Gobert. TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, is a program of educators worldwide. Joining us today is Shakoda Obidova, a PhD student at Bihara State Pedagogical Institute. Shakoda will be talking to us about critical reading theory. Shakoda, is critical reading theory and why is it needed today?
Critical reading is very important. Critical reading means that a reader applies reading process models, questions, and theories that result in enhanced comprehension. Today we have students, international students assessment programs like TESA, PIRLS, TIMSS, and here we have the section for reading and students' literacy for the reading will be checked with these tests. So we need to teach students how to read critically and how to think critically. It will help their writing too. And also it is related on Bloom's taxonomy, who is famous for this model, like starting with remembering to the creating point. And students in this pyramid will develop from simple thinking skills to high order thinking skills. So they will improve their reading skills while reading texts from the easiest one to the difficult, most complex one. And here I can state that these strategies will help teachers to develop their students' communicative skills as receptive for the productive skills. And also it will develop their reading literacy to check in international level.
What methods can teachers use to analyze reading texts effectively?
As I explained that, they can use several questions forms, like special questions, while making checking their understanding. And this Bloom's taxonomy model will help them to make questions. And also there are several strategies. The first thing is to consider the title, what is the title of the text is. And the second is reading slowly. Most times we advise our student to read in quick pace, but right now, teachers and linguists are advising that it is helpful to read slowly at first step. And for the next step, using dictionary and other appropriate reference words. Teachers can use TeacherPay for teachers and Twinkle.com. Websites, and they are also helpful to provide information and worksheets for their students. And the next step will be making notes. They can ask their student to take notes and keep a reading journal. We mostly ask our student to check their self-development with keeping journal, and it's also helpful to develop their reading. Even I read novels and sometimes I forget the hero's name and main context after reading a lot of books. So it is helpful to keep reading journal while they are doing critical reading. And also we have five reading skills. They are phonemic awareness. We must know there are several issues that will help us to understand the meaning, like rhythmic. In poetry, we have rhythmic unit to help the learners to understand the content in poetry and phonics, and also fluency. It's also important, and vocabulary and comprehension. If they find key points in the text, they easily know the coherence of the text. And also, if I now explain everything in details, that phonemic awareness, ability to identify, manipulate sounds in spoken language, and also phonics, the ability to match sound with a symbol. As I said, in poetry, we may know more about in sounds, and reading fluency and read aloud appropriate will help students to understand the main key points. And vocabulary is the body words. You may ask your students to explain the questions, to find key words, and to match it with the words in text. And here we have several 9 steps in critical reading process. The first step is analyzing the task. What is the task? Is it true, false? Is it matching headlines? And the second step is beginning research. And the third step, pre-reading activities. As a teacher, we can bring pre-reading activities like enhancing the vocabulary, which our learners, disengaged learners, can face this problem, and also making list of questions. As I said, we can use Bloom's taxonomy verbs, special words, to make questions to ask from the text. And deep reading, we may now divide the groups and divide the paragraphs into 3 or 4 to make deep reading. And also making notes, it's also helpful. And the next step will be evaluating article or text. We may ask their opinion about the text. It will develop their now applying the content and creating their own ideas on the topic. And mind mapping from the memory, it's also helpful. And consolidating their knowledge, it's very important, the last part of the steps in critical reading.
Okay, and what do you think of training ESL teachers for critical reading classes?
Yeah, today, as I said, that it's important to use critical reading strategies in our classes, because in our country, till 2030, all students must be checked with the PISA and PIRLS tests. And but in remote areas, in schools, as the teachers are lack of practice and methods to how to teach students reading critically. And here we are working on to now compile manuals to help them and to support. And we are now offering webinars, conferences. Its main issue is that OECD organization is supporting countries who is in top level of literacy with their generation. And if we want to develop and to bring investment for our country, we need to develop the PISA PIRLS reading section samples for our students. And also it is helpful to create new opinions, new ideas, asking not every time what, asking how it happened. We can ask these questions, and it goes deeper and finds new clues for our daily life, creates new facilities in each branch. And students, even learners, can be thoughtful. What are they doing? What is the purpose of their reading? And what is the purpose of the content they have chosen to read? And this is helpful to train ESL teachers to bring new activities, methods for their classes to teach reading critically.
Thank you very much for joining us, Shakodat. I'd like to thank you on behalf of TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the interview. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. Share with us how you are using these tips. Leave us a comment or voice message on social media or at ttelt.org. Thanks for joining this episode of TTELT, brought to you by Educators Worldwide. Follow, like, and subscribe to TTELT on your social media, and try a new teaching tip today.